Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the road to healing, finding a healing in Christ that, exceeds the healing that we often long for, but it's really the healing that we need. In each weekday morning, we've taken a look at some aspect of how God describes the healing that He desires to give us, how we can be involved in receiving that healing from Him and sharing that healing with others, to recognize that the physical healing is, well, when it does come, it's still temporary. But the spiritual healing is that which lasts, which is eternal. And if you normally look for these first thing in the morning, I apologize that this one's a little bit late getting published. Normally I record these the day ahead of time, and I was sick yesterday and didn't get into the office at all. I didn't get this going, but God has healed me, helped me recover from that. And it's good to be back and get this going, even though it's an hour or so late, but if you normally get these at different times of the day, you probably didn't notice, but I know there's some that look for it and to start their day. But this morning, we're going to focus in the last of our weekday broadcast on the healing which comes through Christ's sacrifice, that ultimate healing that makes us completely whole, that makes us well beyond this world and into eternity. 1 Peter 2, verse 24 says, He, that is Jesus Himself, bore our sins in His body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. To recognize the punishment taken by Jesus, His wounds, some translations will talk about His stripes. Those beatings and scourgings that preceded the cross. All part of this crucifixion process. All because of my sin and your sin. And it's through those, the wounds over His entire body, the wounds driven through His hands and feet, we find healing, because those wounds didn't last. Those wounds meant to kill Him accomplished briefly what their purpose was, and Christ defeated that power of death. The power of sin is death. It destroys us. And sometimes it destroys us rather quickly. Other times it destroys us almost unnoticed by us. Slowly. A little at a time. I think of Adam and Eve and God's pronouncement of death for their sin of eating from the tree He told them not to eat. And it wasn't an immediate, noticeable death. There were things that were noticeable immediately. Shame. An awareness of nakedness. Things that had not bothered them before. And then the work. The difficulty, the pain. The killing by God of the animals to provide skins, clothing. I'm not sure, the Bible really doesn't tell us, but I'm not sure, but what if the reality of this curse of death was most aware when Cain killed Abel. It appears, and we obviously don't have a full record in detail of every descendant of Adam and Eve, but it would appear that that's the first human death. When reality hits of what death is on this earth. But thanks be to God for His goodness and His faithfulness in keeping His promise to defeat the curse of death and bring life. And we live with hope. We live with a fulfillment of God's promise. When we put our faith in Jesus, we put our faith in the work accomplished on the cross. We recognize His gift of healing. As I've said before, we can find cures for every disease known to man, if that were possible. Seems like when we do that, we discover more diseases. But if we were to cure every disease known to man and did nothing about sin, we would still be eternally separated from God, a death which doesn't end. And so while it's great to find healing in the body, the better healing is a healing of the soul. And we live at a time where it's always been. We're kind of selfish. We're kind of short-sighted. We know intellectually, as we read God's Word, that the spiritual healing is better. But how much time and effort do we put into that healing compared to our physical healing? We find the healing that we need most in Jesus. And when we find that healing, it ought to lead us to a response that is noticeable, that proclaims through our life that we've been made well because of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be cured, in order to be made whole, in order to have our sins forgiven. Not just forgiven as in overlooked, but forgiven as in washed away. And God, today as we live life, may we live with a growing faith in Jesus. We believe, but to help those times of unbelief. And as we consider the faith that we've placed in Jesus, the forgiveness that we've received from Him, may we grow in how we forgive others. Not just that we no longer cling to our own sins, not just that we allow them to be washed away by the blood of Jesus, but that we would also choose not to hold on to the sins of others, the sins they may have committed against us, the sins that have offended us, the sins that we have taken personally. Sometimes even when we look to you to have our sins washed clean, we find our hands are still dirty as we're holding on to something else. So God, may we live by faith. May we walk by faith. May we forgive by faith. Just as in Christ, you have forgiven us. Father, as we go through our day, may we live as one who is clean. May we take care on how we walk, where we walk, what we think. And Father, may we not just live it, may we proclaim it with our words, with our life, with our listening. May others find this healing which comes through the sacrifice of Jesus. May they find it as we proclaim it, as we share it, as we teach it. May we recognize the forgiveness that we ourselves have received, the healing that has come to us is abundant in its nature, in its quantity. It's available for everyone. It doesn't run out. So God, today, as we live as one healed by the blood of Jesus, may we be very careful in lifting up Him as the one who has saved us. As we lift up Jesus, may He draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.